Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yeah, you know them probably best from Super Troopers 2. What a fantastic movie that is. But of course, now you know them from Tacoma FD, the fourth season premiering July 20th on True TV. It's Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. Guys, how are you?
Hi, Randy. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, we're fantastic.
Hey, great to talk to you, and big fans of your work. You guys have been doing this now for, you've been friends for what, over 30 years?
Yeah, a long time. We went to college together and formed our Broken Lizard group and just started making movies. We made Super Troopers and Beer Fest, and you know, and now here we are.
So, Kevin, what was it that made you concentrate on firefighters?
Well, you know, we had a little bit of success being cops and Super Troopers.
Yeah.
And we figured, what do people like about us? And they said that we like us in uniforms and they like us with mustaches. So the idea was, what world can we put ourselves into next? And we decided we'd be firefighters. And you know, Super Troopers, part of the premise was, you know, cops who have not much time, you know, have not much to do because they work on a deserted stretch of highway. And we decided, let's be firefighters. How do we put ourselves in a situation where we have time in our hands? Let's put ourselves in the rainiest city in the country so there are no fires to fight.
That's right.
That's where the idea came from.
Steve, it's so funny, too. I live in a little town just outside of Kansas City, and we've got a very small fire department, the Lone Jack Fire Department. I think there are like six or seven guys. Right. And my wife and I rode our bikes up to the fire department the other day, and the guys are just kind of sitting around and, you know, doing what they do. And we're talking to them, and one of the guys goes, hey, you need some air in your tires? And I said, sure. And the brings out a compressor, puts air in the tires. He goes, you guys need a bottle of water? Great. I mean, these guys, you know, they have time to fight fires and take care of your bike's maintenance. I love that.
Yeah, whatever you need. You know, they're kind of like a catch-all. They're, you know, they're like the mom you never knew you wanted.
And, you know what? I just saw your guys' appearance on Jimmy Kimmel talking about the other thing that they do. They rescue guys a lot of times when they have their penises stuck in things.
Yeah, well, it's funny because, you know, we learned that from the very first firefighter we worked with, which is Kevin's cousin, Bill Heffernan, who's now a retired firefighter from West Haven, Connecticut. And he said that, like, one of the most common things that they get are guys with their penises stuck in things. And and sometimes with things stuck inside their penis or other body parts. You know, like, guys are just weird like that with their penises. And certainly when there's a full moon out, you know, like, and cops will corroborate this too. Like, the weirdest stuff really happens when the full moon is out. But Cousin Bill said, when the moon is full, that's when the most penises are stuck in things.
You know, I mean, that's something to put on a T-shirt. We're talking to Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan here on the National Defense, of course, from Tacoma FD, the fourth season. Kevin, the fourth season, man, that's incredible. A lot of shows don't even make it one.
I know, it's amazing. I mean, I didn't know that we think we made it this far. And it really is actually a testament to the firefighters being fans of our show. Because what happens is, you know, you meet firefighters now, and each one has five great stories. And we just start gathering stories from real firefighters, and it's just kind of endless. So it's just an endless amount of material for us. I think we could go on forever, you know?
Well, and I'm kind of excited about this season, too, because you got guest appearances by Tony Danza and David Arquette, right?
Yeah. We, you know, Tony Danza and David Arquette were nice enough to join us for some great episodes this season. And then we've got, you know, returning guest stars like Joe Pantoliano, who plays my father, and he's in a bunch of episodes. We've got Dexter Loomis from the WWE. He's showing up for an episode. And, you know, it's just we're really lucky to have these guys. And with each season, we get better and better guest stars.
Kevin, are you getting other groups of people coming to you now going, hey, why don't you guys do a plumber show?
Yeah, TSA. We got a lot of TSA guys who
wants
to do
the
show.
Oh, man, that's mining some rich comedy, the TSA. Oh, that could be pretty cool. What?
Yeah, we're going to do a TSA show and then Coast Guard. We got to do Coast Guard.
Well, now, so our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And, you know, it is funny about how seriously they take their comedy. Especially the active duty military. I have never been around a more gross, you know, just group of people that just attack each other on a regular basis. So, of course, they're huge fans of the show and everything you guys do.
Well, you know, that's exactly it. Like, our comedy, starting with Broken Lizard, was based on, you know, like five guys hanging out with each other. And these are guys, look, you know, cops and firefighters, first responders, they see some things. And a lot of the time, the only way they can keep themselves sane is with that, like, that gallows humor.
Yep.
And, but, you know, and ragging on each other. And it's, you know, it's, it can be edgy. But, you know, listen, when you're seeing the things that these people see, it has to be edgy to, you know, to even kind of scratch the surface. And, you know, and we respect that. And that's always been our approach, is that, like, we're guys who are still good natured. Like, when we're ragging on each other, it's not mean spirited. And when we're messing with other people, it's never mean spirited unless they are like,
unless they deserve it.
That's unless they draw first blood, and like, yeah, unless they deserve it.
Kevin, I was just talking to somebody, a buddy of mine the other day about that very same thing you're talking about there, Steve, is the fact that women don't do that. For some reason, guys always pick on each other and you know, give each other crap, and women don't seem to do that as much. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I mean, we used to do it. You know, we used to call it the House of Pain, and it was just like, if you were in a group of buddies, if you're with a group of buddies, they're going to get on each other, you know. And it's just something that we've always done with each other, and so that comes across on the screen, and those are the jokes that we write. And you know, I actually think it's funny because I think, you know, the women that we know and who are fans of our thing, they like to see that world too. And so it's just, I don't know. It's just, I think, something that people appreciate and can recognize from their lives, you know?
Yeah. I was just in a golf tournament the other day when this situation came up. I've never seen this happen before, but there was a designated, what they called a heckle hole. And so you get... You get to this one hole and you have no idea what's going to happen, but they got three guys there and all they do is just heckle the crap out of you.
And oh, that's hysterical.
While you're swinging, I mean, how can you swing over that fat gut of yours? I mean, it's brutal, but it was the best thing I've ever seen. So
oh, I love that idea. That's a great idea.
I know. Hey, listen, you know, I mean, you guys could have that, you know, Tacoma FD. You have a Tacoma FD golf tournament and a designated heckle hole.
Heckle, you know, the heckle hole, also a great name for a bar, by the way.
Yeah. And the heckle hole is also something that where you had to remove something. But guys, thank you guys so much for the time. Thanks for the great show. Really, really huge fans.
Thank you, Randy.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.